Hi, I'm George Norrie, and welcome to the new iHeartMedia and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Like us on Facebook, tell your friends, and share us with everyone. This is an exciting new network that will feature podcasts of the paranormal, supernatural, and the unexplained. Now sit back, please, and enjoy Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
The thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are thoughts and opinions only, and do not necessarily reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. You are encouraged to do the proper amount of research yourself, depending on the subject matter and your needs.
With Joshua P. Warren.
I am Joshua P. Warren, and each week on this show, I'll be bringing you brand new mind-blowing content, news, exercises, and weird experiments you can do at home, and a lot more. This is kind of a special edition of the show because on this edition, the Pioneer Saloon, one of the most fascinating and many say haunted places in the entire country. If you drive about 30 minutes south of the Las Vegas Glitz, you'll quickly find nothing but desert. And if you take an exit and drive a few miles through the scenic barren land and Joshua trees, you'll enter Good Springs, Nevada. Population 229 people. Yes, you heard me right, 229 people. You'll pass a little old cemetery with graves that date back to the Civil War, and then you'll find a rugged little tavern on the right side of the road. Built by a man named George Fail, it's one of the oldest bars in Nevada, continuously operating since 1913, and it's called the Pioneer Saloon. It looks exactly as you imagine, straight out of the TV show Gunsmoke. Now, the rough facade hides a charming outdoor area out back, and you can sit there and enjoy beers on tap, and one of the best burgers in the land called the Ghost Burger. I think you can guess why it's called the Ghost Burger. So my wife, Lauren, and I love to hang out there and sort of, you know, get away from it all once in a while. So the Pioneer Saloon is a famously haunted building that's been featured on numerous TV shows over the years. I've been wanting to investigate it for a long time. So I contacted the owners, and they recently let me and my small Scooby-Doo gang here in Vegas explore the place after closing time. So I brought my audio recorder, and that means you are about to be in the field on the investigation with me. The Pioneer Saloon was a hot spot for miners in the area who love to drink and gamble. There was a hotel next door where ladies of the night used to entertain the working men. The hotel burned down in 1966, but thankfully the saloon was unscathed. In 1915, a man named Armstrong was playing poker with a man named Koski. Armstrong accused Koski of dealing from the bottom of the deck, and an argument that ensued resulted in Armstrong shooting and killing Koski right there at the poker table. Well, that exact table is still there in the bar, and people still drink beer and eat ghost burgers on that very table every day. Most of them have no idea, of course. And to this day, there are some bullet holes on the wall that many say came from Armstrong's gun. Right next to it hangs a coroner's report and an original article about the incident. But the bar is most famous because of a tragedy that befell some big movie stars. World War II began for us here in the United States in 1941. And in 1942, Clark Gable, you know him from Gone with the Wind, you know, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn, that guy. Clark Gable was married to a movie queen named Carol Lombard. And Carol Lombard went to her home state, Indiana, for a war bond rally that raised $2 million. She was with her mother and publicist, and they had to return to Los Angeles, and her mother and publicist were afraid of planes, so they wanted to take the train. Carol Lombard wanted to take a plane. They flipped a coin, and Carol won, so they took a plane. They were among 22 passengers on the plane that stopped near Vegas to refuel. They took off again at night, and apparently the folks in the Vegas area were so afraid the Japanese might invade that some of the usual safety beacons were turned off on the surrounding mountains, and their plane flew straight into Mount Potosi. That's spelled P-O-T-O-S-I. It's believed that all 22 died instantly. Carol Lombard was 33 years old. To this day, it's almost impossible to get to the cliff where they crashed. And if you make it there, you'll still find much of that rusty wreckage in place. So anyway, at the time, Clark Gable and Carol Lombard had only been married a couple of years. And it took a few days for the search and rescue party to make it up to the crash site. Their base camp was the Pioneer Saloon. And so for days, Clark Gable sat there at the Pioneer Saloon waiting to find out if his wife was alive. He wanted to go with the search party, but they convinced him that this was not a task for amateurs. During those sleepless days at the saloon, Clark Gable drank and chain smoked. Today, there are some deep holes on the bar that many claim came from Clark Gable incessantly crushing out his cigarettes on the bar. But altogether, this became the spot where Clark Gable learned that his beloved wife was dead. So talk about some sad energy. And now the walls of the saloon have news clippings about the incident, a memorial, if you will, and even a piece of the crash wreckage hanging on the wall. In 2011, my pal Chas Stumbo, who is a paranormal investigator, Chas, he did an investigation at the saloon after hours, and he and his buddy set up a camera. And then they asked the spirits to do something, do whatever they wanted to, and then they left the room. And you see in the footage something pretty remarkable. Right there in the middle of the room is a big cast iron pot-bellied stove that's still used to this day. And seconds after Chas and his friend left the room, the heavy door of the stove unlatched and swung wide open. I mean, the video is amazing. To do my investigation properly, I gathered up four of my most trusted friends here in the Vegas area. So with myself and Lauren, that made six of us. I invited investigator Nick Weird, host of my Creepy Vegas Ghost and UFO show, and his companion, investigator Christina Patton. I asked Linda Biamonte from Millennium Fandom, which is where we produced the Creepy Vegas show. I asked her to be there because she is an experienced sensitive. And sometimes this is a burden for her. She says, I don't have to go looking for spirits. They find me. So I invited her to be there to give us her impressions. And I invited filmmaker Guy Finalisi. Now, I've worked with Guy on numerous paranormal news reports, including one that won an Emmy last year. So Guy was filming everything. And once the customers left at 6 p.m., the door was locked and we began our investigation. The first thing I did was sit down with Monica Nordoff. She and her husband Dave manage the Pioneer Saloon. And one thing I'll tell you up front, is that even though we can talk about gunslingers and whatnot, she told us that death doesn't always have to be so dramatic there. I mean, like some years ago, she said a guy at the bar just said to the bartender, "I'll have another one." And when the bartender returned, he was dead on the floor. He died of a heart attack. Boom. So it's interesting to think about the various spirits that may linger around this saloon, around this amazing property. Monica absolutely loves the Pioneer Saloon. She got the location on the state's historic registry. And so, of course, the first thing I did was sit down with her and ask her to give us some context about the origin of the bar. And when we come back from our break, you will hear what Monica had to say. And she surprised us all. She told us that not everything you might read about the saloon on the internet or in a tourism brochure is necessarily accurate. Imagine that. Because a place, you know, trust me, this place has got amazing, authentic stories. But I think it was Mark Twain who once said, never let the facts get in the way of a good story. So we're going to separate fact from fiction here, and you're going to get the real scoop on the Pioneer Saloon. And then you will get to hear what happened. As the night continued, I kept my audio recorder running. And you're going to feel like you're right there with us as you follow along on my investigation of the legendary Pioneer Saloon in Good Springs, Nevada. You should get on the internet and just look at a picture of this place, and that might help you a little bit as you visualize what we experienced there, a little theater of the mind. I also want to remind you now, if you haven't done this, you've got to right now go to my website, joshuapwarren.com. Check out the Curiosity Shop and all the cool stuff there. A lot of free content. But most importantly, take 2 seconds and put your email address into the little box there to subscribe for my free e-newsletter. I type it with my own fingers and it's spam free. And let me tell you something. There are certain things that I'll be sending you soon that you're not going to hear about on this podcast or any other way. You have to be a subscriber. So go to joshuapwarren.com, and there's no period after the P at joshuapwarren.com. I am Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I will be right back.
Stay right there. There's more Joshua P. Warren coming right up.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. People don't always realize just how much their negative thoughts and experiences stick with them and weigh them down. You may find your brain constantly running through a highlight reel of bad moments. That comment your friend made last week that hurt your feelings. That frustrating thing your mom does. Or that silly thing you said in a meeting. Maybe it's time to get it all off your chest. Whether it's a tiny annoyance or something much bigger, talking about it can give you some relief and lead you to a potential solution. That's where therapy comes in. It's a safe space to share whatever's weighing you down and learn to process it so your internal highlight reel can focus on the good stuff. And BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapist anytime. Let it out with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/strangethings today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/strangethings.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for that certain someone who shares your interests in UFOs, ghosts, Bigfoot, conspiracy theories, and the paranormal? Look no further than ParanormalDate.com, the unique site for like-minded people. If you like the senior crowd, try ParanormalDate.com/seniors to meet like-minded people that are 60 plus. It all depends on what you prefer. ParanormalDate.com is great for everyone. You can also tap into members that are 60 plus at ParanormalDate.com/seniors. Enjoy your search. Have some fun at ParanormalDate.com.
The internet is an extraordinary resource that links our children to a world of information, experiences, and ideas. It also can expose them to risk. Teach your children the basic safety rules of the virtual world. Our children are everything. Do everything for them.
And now more Joshua P. Warren on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Welcome back to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, the Wizard of Weird, beaming into your wormhole brain from my studio in Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada, where every day is golden and every night is silver. And as I told you, I sat down with Monica Nordoff at the Pioneer Saloon in Good Springs, Nevada. She and her husband manage the saloon. What an honor to be able to curate such a grand historic property with such a reputation. As I told you, she absolutely loves the saloon. And so I asked her first off to give us some context about the origin of the bar. And here's what she said.
But at the time that George built this bar, there were five other bars and seven brothels here.
Wow.
This town was larger than Las Vegas at that time. Las Vegas was nothing at the time. It was, you know, almost nothing.
Yeah.
But mining was here. This is a mining town. And so we had mining camps, men all over, you know. And what do men want? They want drink and they want, you know, women. So, you know, Good Springs had all that to offer. And in fact, most of the men were given company money. They weren't given actual money. They were given company money that they could just spend in the town for the various things that they needed, whether it would be at the store or at the bar or at the brothel.
Now, Monica has a background in academia. She is a very scientific lady, and she is extremely honest. So she wanted to clarify something about the folklore of the saloon that some may find quite surprising. It involves a man she calls Papa Don. Don Hedrick Jr., a longtime previous owner of the bar who was a local legend. And I think it's pretty funny. Listen to what she said when I asked her about the Kosky murder in 1915 and the bullet holes in the wall of the saloon. So the Kosky and Armstrong incident definitely happened in this room. You've still got the table. We're going to see it in a little bit. Do you know where it was in this room by chance?
Against that wall over there.
It was over there?
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to know why the bullet holes are in the other room?
Yeah. Why is that?
They're going to hate me for this. But the reason the bullet holes are in the other room is because Papa Don was standing out there one day, and as many people do, they come in and they say, well, we want to see where the bullet holes were from the Kosky shooting. And finally one day he just got mad and said, I'm tired of people coming in and asking about these bullet holes. And so he shot the wall, and that was it. And they've been there ever since. And, you know, when people come in and ask about the bullet holes, that's what we show them. Mm-hmm. Because that's what they want to see. That's the folklore.
And about what year did he shoot those holes into the wall?
That was probably, I wasn't here yet. That was probably in the 90s.
Yeah. I was impressed by Monica's honesty and outlook, so I took it especially seriously when I asked her to tell me about some of the strange things people have seen at the Pioneer Saloon over the years.
When people speak about seeing ghosts or feeling ghosts or any of that kind of thing, they think of two, usually I hear two things. One is an old miner. And, well, that makes sense because we're in a miner town. You know, this is a big mining town at the time. You can see behind you, you know, many photographs that were taken here of miners from Sure. the time period. So those are often the types of images or sounds or things like that that people believe to be hearing or seeing. Mm-hmm. There's also a woman who was famous for, she was a one of the brothel ladies and, you know, frequented here and some of the other places in town, but she mostly hung out here and people see her. But I hear about the miner all the time.
And just one particular miner?
Yep.
And what is the description that people give? Anything notable?
Nothing that I can specifically point out, but I mean, the pictures that are behind you on the wall, I mean, every single one of those guys pretty much looks the same, you know, yeah. for all intents and purposes,
sure.
you know, they look like miners and, you know, you get the description of the kind of clothing that they were wearing and, you know, like early 1900s clothing and, mm-hmm. you know, mining equipment. And yeah, people say that all the time. It's an old miner. I hear that all the time.
When we started talking about the incident regarding Clark Gable and Carol Lombard, Monica gave me even more context regarding the connection between that superstar couple and the entire region. You have to understand, they were the big celebrity couple at the time. So what is the story behind the Clark Gable, Carol Lombard incident?
Okay, so Clark Gable and Carol Lombard actually were frequenters of Good Springs. They came here quite often. They liked to go to small little desert towns. They frequented Oatman quite a bit, you know, so they kind of liked to do that little tiny bars and little tiny towns that were in the desert. And so they came here quite frequently. So he was familiar mm-hmm. with the area. And when the plane took off that you described earlier, they actually took off from Boulder City. And what happened was they didn't change their equipment properly. And I, I don't know anything about, I'm not a pilot, I don't know anything about that, but I do know that they have equipment that they need to adjust for the mountains. Mm-hmm. And they didn't do that. And so when they went over Mount Potosi, they didn't go over it, they went into it. And they called Clark Gable, he was in Los Angeles at the time, and they said, you know, your wife and your mother-in-law's plane has gone down, we're still looking for people, but you needed to know this. He drove out immediately, and he wanted to go up and help look, and of course they wouldn't let him. So they said, well, you need to stay in town. Good Springs was the closest town that had anything in it, mm-hmm. To speak of at the time. So he waited here for 3 days while they were looking for her.
Have you ever known of employees that don't like to be here after closing or anything like that?
Many.
Really?
Yeah. Many people either don't like to do it, won't do it, or say that they're creeped out when they do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, many.
And some of you will love what she told me next, but to me, this sounds like something out of a nightmare. That's just me, but listen to this.
One of the things that happens every year, and people don't know that this happens, is tarantulas migrate.
I've heard this.
And they migrate right through here.
Oh, gosh, really?
And so we will have tarantulas in the hundreds walking up and down the streets of Good Springs. And if you go outside right here, somebody many, many years ago, I can't tell you what year it was, but I can tell you it was a long time ago, painted a tarantula on the side of the building, and it's still there.
Now, I don't know about you, but I've just never been a big fan of spiders. And I know some people love them. I honestly don't believe I could live somewhere where you have hundreds of tarantulas moving through, even if they're just the most cute little cuddly things ever. And in fact, you know how they say if you have a fear of a creature, well, the way to overcome it is to engage it, you know, head on. And so one time I was in a town, I was traveling shooting a TV series with my friend C. Eric Scott, and they had a spider museum in the town. And the whole thing was like, you can come in here and let tarantulas crawl on you. And I thought, gosh, there are so many other better things I could do in this town. But the more I thought about it, I said, you know what? Okay, fine. The heck with it. I'm going to do this. Granted, I'm going to go to the bar and have a few shots first, but I'm going to walk in and I'm going to let some tarantulas crawl around on my arm and you know, see what happens. And so I went to the bar. Sure enough, I had a few shots. I was ready to go. We got there and they had closed about 5 minutes before. So I can't say I was wholly disappointed, but I'm happy that some people love, you know, playing with them. I'm sure that they didn't want to be tarantulas. That's just the lot that they got in life. But anyway, that also happened, you know, at Bonnie Springs, the old ghost town where Nick Weird used to work as a gunslinger and a historian. So after that, it was time for us to mosey through the saloon over to the actual table where a man was murdered. We walked to the table where Armstrong shot Kosky to death over a poker game in 1915. I wonder how much money was even at stake. I mean, not that it really matters, but anyway, the sun had set, the desert was getting really cold, everything was starting to become especially spooky. The investigation was to kick off shortly, and here we were, standing there at the table. And to be honest, I wondered if the spirit of Kosky might be listening to us. You'll hear what happened when I come back from this break. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I'll be right back after this.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpert.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with the Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi, guys. Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
The four organizations.
The Art Bell Vault has classic audio waiting for you now. Go to coasttocoastam.com for details.
You're listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Check out all our shows on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you find your favorite shows.
Did you know that tests that could save your life from cancer are now available for little or no cost thanks to the healthcare law called the Affordable Care Act? Let this be the year you get screening tests that can detect cancer early when it's most treatable. Don't let concerns get in the way. Talk to a doctor or other medical professional to learn more about the best cancer testing options for you.
And now back to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network and Strange Things.
We Welcome back to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren, and this is the show where the unusual becomes usual. So here we were, standing there at the actual table where a man was murdered. This is where Armstrong shot Kosky to death over a poker game in 1915. Like I said, I kind of wondered if the spirit of Kosky might be there listening to us. Maybe even the spirit of Armstrong. But Monica told me something that very few people know about the Pioneer Saloon. And, just listen to this. So this table
is the table. There's a somewhat identical one to it that we were sitting at just now. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't have the curvature in it that this one has. But they're both equally old, the same age, and they've been here that long.
And so why is there a curvature on that side?
This is for the dealer, for the dealer? Faro or the poker dealer.
Okay.
Both games were played at the time. Mm-hmm. So.
And how do you know this is the table?
I guess I would have to say partially because that's just what I've been told by someone other than the current owner, previous owners. But the wood stands the test of time, mm-hmm. such as the floor does as well. Mm-hmm. So we've had people come in and look at wood that are wood specialists.
Yeah.
And they have said, yes, indeed, this is the original floor. I have a story about where you're standing, too. But this is the original floor, and this is the original table, at least certainly as old as 1913.
Sure.
So.
What's the story about where
they're standing?
Yeah.
Okay, so you can see that the floor is different, that there's this mm-hmm. reinforcement of the floor in that area.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is only about 15 years ago. There were some folks standing at the edge of the bar, just like you guys are right now. And bartender was standing back there. She's a friend of mine, still lives here in town. And the folks said, you know, I'd like to get just another beer, you know. At the time, the taps weren't there. They were in the back. And so she went back to get beer. She came back out, and they weren't here. And she said, well, this is crazy. Why are they not here anymore? Hello, hello, where is everybody? And this property didn't look the way it does now, like where we have all these tables outside and everything. That didn't exist. So she's thinking, where the heck could they have gone? And all of a sudden she heard, help, help. Hello? Who is that? What's going on? Help, help. They had fallen through the floor. Underneath our building is a whole area where they used to keep a still. You can still see it. The still's not there anymore, but the space is still there. Well, they fell through into that space, so we had to reinforce the whole area.
God. Were they okay?
Yep, they were fine. They were fine. They just had to get kind of dug out, but they were fine.
How extensive is the space under here?
Well, at this point now, because we had to reinforce the area, we filled it.
Yeah.
But it's still unfilled in the back, if you want me to show you where that is.
Yeah, please.
Let's take a look, guys.
So we have the underground of
yes.
the Pioneer Saloon.
Yes.
That exists. Now, how strange and fascinating is that? You now know there is an underground Pioneer Saloon. She took us back to a kitchen area where we basically saw a trap door with a big, heavy refrigerator on top of it. So it was not accessible, but honestly, after her tarantula story, I'm not sure I would want to crawl down in there anyway. She did tell me, though, that I could easily stand up down there. And I'm 6'2", so that gives you an idea of just how big that underground space really is. Monica was wonderful, and we thanked her. And then she left us to our investigation. And honestly, when she left the property, a certain comfort level left with her. I mean, she was a very warm and charismatic lady, But when she was gone, it was just us, just me and my small team, the Scooby-Doo gang, there in the saloon. Now, in the day, the saloon feels like a big front porch for the community to sort of hang out and have fun. But when Monica left, it seemed like the property changed a little. It was a cold night out in the desert, down in the 30s Fahrenheit. And even though the colorful signs around the bar inside the dark saloon made it look a bit like a warm Christmas scene, the whole building suddenly felt a bit eerie as we truly began our paranormal investigation. It became especially cold for our psychic sensitive, my friend Linda Biamonte, since she is famously stylish and she was dressed similar to a pinup model that night. Linda was actually shivering as she told me about something she had seen just outside the saloon on the wooden porch.
And I was like, yeah, I kept seeing flashing sparks, and I was super drawn to this area.
So, you know, that's the weird thing. It's like, you told me I'm seeing some kind of lights or sparks or flashing over here, and I don't know what it is. And then we walked over.
Yeah.
And that's when we saw this big machine sitting here, which looks like some kind of an old switch from the early 1900s that would either, I don't know, like almost a potentiometer that will increase or decrease voltage going into or coming out of a generator or something. And that's interesting because, you know, we always see these connections between electromagnetic fields and electrostatic energy and paranormal phenomena, and yet, you know, and here we go, you know, yet again we have an example of something that is designed to manipulate electricity, and you're sensing something weird around it.
Yeah, for sure. And I definitely saw a man, an older man, like standing here. He was like kind of short. Yeah, and he was just working, I guess. I don't know, working on this machine, and that's all I saw.
Working on this machine?
Or whatever he was doing. I don't know what the machine is, but he was standing right here on it.
So maybe there's a spirit connected to this machine.
To the machine, yeah.
In the meantime, Nick Weird was monitoring the murder table with a variety of my instruments, including an electromagnetic field meter. Nick is a big guy with big, impressive sideburns. He used to work as a guide, as I said, and a gunslinger at Nevada's Body Springs Ranch, one of the last ghost town attractions in the West that closed down in 2019. Nick was wearing his duster. He's a tough dude who's seen a lot, and he was pretty surprised by some of the readings he was getting around the murder table.
Yeah, so we were getting a pretty strong signal over here, and we are again.
Okay.
Right up to 5.
And we're right near the table where the murder happened, but you're also next to the infamous pot-bellied stove.
Yeah, when I point the meter towards the pot-belly stove, I was picking up a strong reading, and then the strong reading started to move more towards the chair, and I was getting as far up as 8.0 in the chair itself. So far, I think the most interesting thing is we are getting a lot of fluctuations in very specific locations. The old location of this table had some odd fluctuations around it, and it wasn't just this meter, but our movement meter. We also had that show some fluctuations at points where the device that I'm currently holding was spiking on us. So I think there's certainly something going on here.
So this is the table where a man was shot to death in 1916 over a poker game. His name was Koski. So right now, we are asking you, Mr. Koski, if you are here with us in this room, to please give us an indication of your presence. We are here to learn about you, to try to communicate with you, to hear your side of the story.
Zero.
All of a sudden, the reading just stopped?
Yep, completely flat. Done. We even had it spike out a little bit earlier and then completely drop off. But now it is gone. Zero.
Now, that may not seem like a big deal to you, but it was pretty wild for me to be standing right there watching the reading he was getting using my own equipment as he had been doing all night, and then see the field that he had been detecting just vanish in a split second, right when I said to Koski's spirit to try to communicate with you. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean that the spirit didn't want to communicate, or was this his way of communicating by dropping his energy? Look, I don't know. That's why I talk about these things. These are mysteries. I don't have all the answers, but don't you think that's kind of weird? I guarantee you, if you'd been standing next to me, you would have thought that was weird. But Nick was not alone at the table. Christina Patton was with him, monitoring instruments for a long time. I'm going to tell you when we come back from this break what she was picking up and what the end results were after our night of investigating the Pioneer Saloon. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I'll be right back after this.
Don't go anywhere. There's more Strange Things coming right up.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi, guys. Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
The Coast to Coast AM mobile app is here and waiting for you right now. With the app, you can hear classic shows from the past 7 years, listen to the current live show, and get access to the Art Bell Vault where you can listen to uninterrupted audio. So head on over to the coasttocoastam.com website. We have a handy video guide to help you get the most out of your mobile app usage. All the info is waiting for you now at coasttocoastam.com. That's coasttocoastam.com.
Hey folks, it's easier than ever to become a Coast to Coast AM insider and have access to past shows, the Art Bell Vault with classic audio and interviews, and so much more. And you can listen to the show live or on demand with your computer or cell phone, and the audio streams are high quality and crystal clear. It's easy to become an insider. Just head on over to coasttocoastam.com, the website, and you'll find all the info right there. That's coasttocoastam.com, coasttocoastam.com.
You're listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Heard on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you find your favorite shows.
Welcome back to the final segment of this edition of Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren, and as I told you, Nick Weird wasn't alone at that murder table. Christina Patton was there. Now, she was taking a variety of readings. Christina is a very gentle, peaceful person. She brings that kind of energy into a room. Everyone loves her, and she's great at just sort of quietly observing the environment with an open mind. And so I asked her if she had gotten anything weird.
When Nick had that spike on his EMF meter, I took a temperature reading just to check, and it actually did go down by a couple degrees. That's the most obvious thing I've seen so far.
What are some of your impressions about this place?
The first thing I felt from this place was its history. You can feel how old it is, how much it's seen. And especially in certain areas, there's sadness here, there's anger, namely at this table. But yeah, I felt sadness, anger, and more than anything else, just history.
After a long, cold evening, we finally broke down our equipment and closed up shop. I did not see a ghost myself, but so many odd things happened that, combined with the plethora of human experiences over the years, I have no doubt that spirits are lingering at the Pioneer Saloon. We shot so much footage and took so many readings that we still have a lot to analyze. So it will be a while before I know, for sure whether or not we captured something paranormal. But what I can tell you is that for many of the people attached to this place throughout the decades, I mean, it was the place where they loved to hang out. It was the spot to relax and release and have fun after a hard day's work. And yes, there have been fights and such, but for those who lived in the desert at those times, I mean, this was the center of the world. And so if they choose to stick around, well, it's the place where they will continue to reside. But furthermore, you have these incredible imprints that have been sort of inevitably burned into that block of space-time, like the Clark Gable incident. I mean, layer upon layer. And so this is a place that I will be visiting more and more and gaining more and more data that I'll be bringing to you, especially if you sign up for my e-newsletter there and follow my work through joshuapwarren.com. Hopefully, I was able to capture some of the essence of the Pioneer Saloon for you. And ultimately, though, you really just have to go there. I mean, we kept talking about that. It's one thing to listen to this podcast or to watch a TV show, but you just have to go there and, you know, drink at the same bar, you know, where all these things happened, in order for it to really settle in with you. So I hope that the next time you're in the Las Vegas area, you'll make it to Good Springs and just jump online and do a search for the Pioneer Saloon and you'll find it. So I want to thank Lauren and Nick and Christina and Linda and Guy, but most especially, I want to thank Monica and Nancy and Tom and all the wonderful people attached to the Pioneer Saloon in Good Springs, Nevada. What a memorable investigation that was. It's one of those things on the bucket list, right? Okay, so I want to read an email to you that I received because we only have a few minutes left in the show. And this is an email that just warmed my heart. It came from a man named Eric who lives in Tampa, Florida. And here is what he wrote. Hello, Mr. Warren. I am so very glad to have found your show. I live in Florida and drive a lot between Tampa and Bradenton, and it's refreshing and interesting to turn on the radio and hear something different than politics, real estate, or how to fix your AC. After this past presidential election, I decided to give up politics completely. It's a waste of time, raises your blood pressure, and increases your stress level. Everyone loves stories, and I really enjoy when you read stories of your experiences, the stories you receive from your listeners, and historical ones like the one about the rich guy who was found dead in one of his rentals. I think it was the story about the real Scrooge. In any case, too bad your show is not daily, as I have listened to all the weekly episodes already, and there is no other podcast like yours. I really appreciate you keeping politics out of your dialogue and hope you continue to do so, which makes your show unique. I'm also interested in, and I won't read the whole thing, but he goes, he says, thank you for your show, and please, please continue doing what you're doing without wavering. Everyone I speak to is sick of the crappy music on the radio and politics, so your show is the answer to our prayers. Eric in Tampa. Wow. What a wonderful message. You know, if you put yourself in my shoes, as I've told you before, I don't do this show just to talk to myself. You know, trust me, I could get in the living room with all all of my electrostatic generators and magic tricks and ventriloquist. I say ventriloquist dummies, not that I actually have them, but it freaks my wife out. So I want to buy some just to freak her out. But, you know, just like I could put on my own little puppet show and entertain me just fine. But no, I take the time to put these shows together because, well, I get emails like that and I can see the stats and I see how many people are listening all over the world. So the best thing you can do is to just keep telling everybody about it. Okay. That's the idea here. And, you know, it's free, doesn't cost you a penny. So, you know, share this thing with all of your friends and your family. And, you know, one of the things I say at the beginning of the show is that, well, I tell you about experiments that you can do yourself. And I just built something that is so bizarre. I took a picture of myself wearing this. It's a it's a harness, but I'm not sure I want to put the picture out there because it looks pretty goofy. I mean, if anybody had a doubt that I was kind of a mad scientist, well, this would sum that right up for sure. I created a harness And I'll tell you more details in the future. But, you know, I'm interested in the human chakra. And supposedly you have these 7 points, according to mystics, and this goes back hundreds, thousands of years. Mystics say you have these 7 points on your body that represent these kind of like energy centers where your bioenergy is sort of focused and condensed. And I say, okay, fine. You know, I have enough experience in the laboratory measuring the human bioenergy field that I can see you're just a big pulsating electrical machine. Every time your heart beats, it produces an electrical pulse. Your brain is constantly firing off. I mean, you could power, you know, a light bulb if you had a few people hooked together, you know, just by their brain power. And so they've always said, these mystics and metaphysical types have always said that there are certain stones that sort of act as, I guess you could almost think of them as antennas or filters of some kind to accentuate a certain part of the human chakra. So like, for example, you have one on the crown of your head, one is your third eye, one is at your throat, etc. And so here's what I did. I went out and I bought 7 perfect, beautiful examples of these chakra gemstones. And I created a harness that I can wear that perfectly aligns each one of these gemstones with my particular body. This was custom made just for me. And this is the kind of thing, like, you know, when my wife Lauren sees me put this on, at first it was kind of like this. She's married to Rick Moranis or whatever, you know, but she's been using it lately and she feels fantastic after she uses this thing. So we're almost out of time, but I'm going to have a report for you soon on what I've been experiencing when I put this harness on. And I'm going to give you some tips on how you might want to start experimenting yourself with taking certain gemstones. What do you have to lose? Not that much. And putting them around certain parts of your body to experiment with chakra power. Anyway, here's the good fortune tome. That's it for this edition of the show. Follow me on Twitter at Joshua P. Warren. Plus, visit joshuapwarren.com to sign up for my free e-newsletter to receive a free instant gift. And check out the cool stuff in the Curiosity Shop, all at joshuapwarren.com. I have a fun one lined up for you next time, I promise. So please tell all your friends to subscribe to this show and to always remember the golden rule. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your interest and support. Thank you for staying curious. And I will talk to you again soon. You've been listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Well, if you like this episode of Strange Things, wait till you hear the next one. Thank you for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.